107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always a pleasure to check in with Martin Ritzma with the United Way Perth Huron campaign. Martin joins us in the studios. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Jamie. It's always wonderful to be here.
It's just nice to warm up.
Exactly.
Studio getting a little chilly these days. Well, let's warm up. How are we doing? As you know, speaking of the thermometer in downtown Stratford, how are we doing on the campaign?
That thermometer is rising. We are at 28% of our goal. That's $562,000 donated, and it's just amazing result. As you know, our goal is a needs-based goal, whether it's supporting the Urgent Needs Fund, whether it's supporting our supported partners or agencies that do amazing work in our local communities. Our goal is $2,002,061, and so we are 28% there, which is outstanding, just absolutely outstanding. And I'm going to carry on with this donation piece, and I share this all the time, and it's wonderful to brag about our sponsors, and we have commercial printers that do an amazing job of developing our printed material that we can share the message around the unignorable issues in Perth and Huron counties, whether it's homelessness or domestic violence, hunger, poverty, social isolation. They do an amazing job of printing that material that we can get the message out.
It's all about getting the message out with Huron Perth United Way campaign. Let's talk about the featured supported partners with this campaign, Martin. Of course, let's talk about the St. Mary's Youth Center that maybe a lot of people don't know about.
You know, that's a great segue. You know, we do have supported partners, amazing people. I worked with somebody yesterday that's a supported partner, and the work they do, whether it's with seniors or our youth, and in this case, yes, the St. Mary's Youth Center does an amazing job, Darcy Drummond, of running a facility that provides a positive, supportive, safe environment for youth to socialize. If anything, just to hang out.
Okay, and let's go to the phone lines. I do believe we may have Darcy Drummond on the phone lines. Is this Darcy?
It is. Hello.
Hi, Darcy. You've joined the conversation just at the right time here. We're on the air with Martin Ritzma with the United Way Perth Huron campaign. And we're talking about, of course, the St. Mary's Youth Center, of course, a featured supported partner. Darcy, can you tell us a little bit more about the St. Mary's Youth Center for folks that are not familiar with it?
Yeah, for sure. So it's located in St. Mary's at the Pyramid Recreation Center on James Street South. And it's a safe place for grade 3 to 10s to hang out, be themselves, make new friends or try new activities through opportunities of physical activity, technology, arts and crafts. So just a wide variety, and it changes daily.
It changes daily. And you've been slowly introducing more programs at the St. Mary's Youth Center, is that right?
Yeah, actually this Friday is our new kickoff for our VIP pregame. So we're working in partnership with the Lincoln's hockey team for youth grade 7 to 10 to come hang out, do their thing before the Lincoln's games. And the Lincoln Club is providing different special treats for the youth that come there. So on this Friday, it's free admission to the Lincoln's game. And then some other programs that we're offering now, we're slowly going to try and look at yoga, some dodgeball, just looking at different varieties there and trying to get some feedback from the youth on what they want to see as well.
Well, absolutely. St. Mary's Youth Center. Now, Darcy, what if those dollars from the United Way Perth Huron campaign weren't there, what would be happening?
Very little. The United Way supports the youth center operationally through funding, but also supportive resources if we have questions or anything like that, or kind of running some different meetings and resources to learn and keep changing with the needs. But without the United Way, the Youth Center wouldn't be able to operate as well or offer as many programs as it currently does. So we're very thankful for the United Way's support.
What a vital part of our community, again, with the Town of St. Mary's Pyramid Recreation Center, talking about the St. Mary's Youth Center. Darcy Drummond, Recreation Supervisor. Darcy, if they'd like some more information about either the Perth Recreation Center or the St. Mary's Youth Center, how can they reach out?
So they can call the Pyramid Center themselves and they can talk to me. It's 519-284-2160. They can also go to the Town of St. Mary's website and look up the Youth Center there, and there's all the information on how to register, costs, different programs, everything they can really ask would be all in there too.
Great information, Darcy. And Martin Ritzma, of course, with the United Way Perth Huron campaign. There you go, in terms of those United Way dollars go a long way.
Absolutely. And that's across Perth and Huron. And that reminds me that when you donate in our community, 100% stays in our community, communities like St. Mary's, Ontario. And Darcy, a big shout out to you and your team. A great job and provides such an important need for our youth. So thank you very much.
And Martin, we've got an event coming up this Friday. Gosh, it's almost time for the United Women or Women United Deb Talk, but you can still get tickets for the online part of it.
Absolutely. I was making notes and I put in brackets, oh, that's tomorrow. So yes, tomorrow at 7:30, the in-person event is sold out, and that's at the Country Club. But we certainly have tickets available. They're $30 each, and that's the virtual aspect of the evening. And if you go to perthhuron.unitedway.ca, you'll be able to find out more about the event itself and to order tickets. But it's a great evening, and the panelists will discuss the dress, the voice of dress, clothing and community, Canadian Women Speak. And it's three women that identify as Muslim, Mennonite, and Indigenous. And they're going to share their experiences and expertise on what their community dress means to them and how it is to navigate with that dress in Canadian society.
It's going to be a fascinating topic. And that is, set to go tomorrow night, this Friday. My goodness, the week's just slipping away here.
A big shout out to Elizabeth Cooper for putting together a wonderful evening, whether you're going to be in person or virtually. A big shout out to Elizabeth as well.
Yeah, still a chance to get tickets for the online part of it. And again, let's do a shout out to Martin for the Workplace campaign.
Yes, thank you. You know, we just finished a photo op with Home & Company, Marion DeWeaver and her team, a wonderful donation to United Way again this year. Next week, we're heading out to Curtis Wright and you know, coming back to their workplace activities. And if you are in a workplace activity currently, thank you very much. If you're interested, call the office and Sonia Han will certainly reach out to you and set something up as well.
Martin Ritzma with the United Way Perth Huron campaign and Darcy Drummond, Recreation Supervisor with Town of St. Mary's Pyramid Recreation Center. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you, Jamie. It's always a blessing.